And Mark Myers joins us from Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. And, of course, with the year ending up and a lot of economic news, he probably knows the significance of this last day of November. Mark, tell us about it.
Yeah, you would think not. You would think it'd be pretty quiet, but it is jumping this morning like crazy. There's a lot of news out there, and it's mainly on the world front, but there is some economic news here in the United States that came out that was pretty good. But first, on the world front, China is a big economy. It really drives a lot of other countries around the world because they buy a lot of products out there, finally loosen their credit standards for banks. Now, this is big news because China's been tightening their credit standards since 2008, trying to slow down their economy and curb their inflation. But they actually loosened the standards, so that caused the market, immediately the futures, to pop up about 100 points on that. Now then, right after that, the banks around the world jointly came together and they said they're going to boost liquidity for the world, which is great news. That means money will not be so tight and there will be more money to lend out there, so they're basically throwing more money around the world to try to get the economies going. That caused the market to pop up about another 150 points this morning. And then we got a jobs report. Job report from October to November shows that non-farm payrolls were up 206,000. So that's great news for people trying to find a job out there. It means more people are getting one. And that caused the market to pop up about another 50 points. It looks like the market this morning is going to open up around 280 to 300 points. So that's great news. All around the world, markets are rallying anywhere from 3 to 5%. So we'll see if that keeps on going through the rest of the day. But also on the economic front, Cyber Monday sales. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, but we're getting more numbers on that, and sales were up 33% from last year. Last year, online sales just for Cyber Monday were about $1 billion. And this year, we passed the $1 billion mark at 10 p.m. Eastern time. We don't have the exact dollar amount, but that's so far the numbers we do have. Now, speaking of online sales, a lot of states are complaining because these online sales are getting bigger and bigger every year, and they're not getting the sales tax. And they're saying that, hey, our local businesses that have to sell, these mom-and-pop businesses here locally, they have to collect sales tax, so it's an unfair advantage. And today, Amazon and eBay are going to be up in Washington, D.C., talking to a committee about that they should, making their case of why they should not have to pay online sales tax, but it looks like there's a lot of senators trying to push this bill through to get them to pay sales tax. So we'll see what happens there. But the, you know, 1992, the Supreme Court passed a ruling that says if you don't have a physical business in a state, you don't have to pay sales tax in that state. But we'll see if they get that changed or not. But it does look like it's going to be a great day in the market. It looks like we're going to be up around close to 300 points right off the bat. We'll see if that continues throughout the day.
Hey, that's some good news, Mark, and we appreciate you bringing it to us and look forward to hearing your reports as you check in with us, you and John, each weekday morning.
Yep, thank you.
Take care. All right, that's the man with the knowledge. Financially, he can help you. From Stern, AG, and Leach, right here in Fort Smith at 820 South 21st Street, call Mark Myers at 479-782-2527, 782-2527, or you can email him, too, at mmyers@sternag.com.